The situation we are witnessing is not a sectarian divide at all. This is what government tried to present. Government tried to present the crisis in Bahrain as a sectarian divide, but it is pushing it also to look at the sectarian divide. They're sending those thugs and mercenaries to attack businesses and people from both sides so they can pull both sides to fight with each other. But it's very clear among people, it's not a sectarian divide, it's an uprising. People want their political rights. Now, about the troops coming. The troops coming is not welcome in this country at all. They are occupiers, and we don't accept anybody to occupy our country. I'm just part of a protest walking now, which is more than 100,000 people have participated in it. We went to the Saudi embassy. We're just heading back now to where we start. Quarter of Bahraini population have participated today in the protest against the Saudi invasion to Bahrain. Clashes is going on now between the protesters and the riot police supported by the Saudis. At least one Bahraini has been dead last 1 hour, and there are approximately 100 people injured, most of them with live ammunition. According to the Saudi government, there is one Saudi man or Saudi soldier who died, and we think he died from friendly fire. Also, nope. Situation is very critical, very bad. People are very angry at the Saudis. People are very angry at the GCC for sending troops to crack down a peaceful protest, demanding for political rights, demanding for their human rights, which is not being accepted at all by our people. And we will keep fighting till these troops go out